Blog Talk Radio.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh, my God. The music
just turns me on. Caesar, sweet, 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 sweet,
sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet,
sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet,
sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet,
thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I thrive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, but man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of fizz, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as I test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Get yourself together while you're waiting on your
wrong, making that loopy and that hustler. Instead of hot dogs, I'm eating balsas and they smother. And got a gang of loot up in the safe up in my cupboard. On top of all that, I push a big fat Lex and got my hoes in a golf course just in case I feel like flexing. So I must ask for real though, who are you? See, I'm a big man.
Yeah, you know you's a big man. Check it, I went through 12 years of school and they never could reach. My knowledge of my hood is something they can never teach. I never stutter step, but I kept up with the Joneses, Henry Rolls, and Buster. My little pinky ring, I did a lot of kinky things, if you'll do it. Flock through it, I'm around my old way, yeah, they still want to do it. It's not about the clothes that you got in your back, but the money in your pocket lift you down like that. Come on.
5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get your stuff together, while you wasting all your time right along with your mind. 5 o'clock in the morning.
Was nasal. I found her so fly, but for the life of me, I did it. saying like that, I'll let you know now.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio tonight. It is the return of the Get Down with yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by one of the baddest co-hosts in the land. Forget the code, drop the code. One of the baddest hosts in the land. I give to you the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder. Now, listen, I give you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, man?
Van Meadows, what's happening with you, bro? It's been, in the words of Rock Kim, it's been a long time. What's going on with you, man?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's been too long. It's been too long. Everything is going well. Everything is good. Glad to hear your voice, my brother. Glad to be back in the saddle again with the great one.
Yeah, man.
And I ain't talking about the Rock.
Been a minute, man. I want to take this time to say thank you and everybody for their patience. And bear with me as I slowly make this comeback the way Van and I are accustomed to doing it. And Van, a lot of this wouldn't have been possible without your understanding and your friendship, bro, because it's been a heck of a year, man, and twists and turns kind of got the best of your brother. So, again, thank you. Thank the Epiphany family and everybody who's reached out to me, who sent me a text or gave me a phone call and just to keep me in good spirits and help me navigate this thing that seems like a new normal that I hope doesn't become normal. But it is something to deal with, and I want to say thank you, man.
Hey, bro. It's truly my pleasure. No thanks needed. That's what brothers are there for. That's what families are for. And we got you, bro. You stuck with me, man. You stuck with me, man.
Hey, if I have to take anything, that I'll take 1,000 times over anything else that I've been through. So, yeah, I'm with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you as well. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online and you desire to be a part of the return of the Get Down, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, by all means, please press 1. But if you are already here and you have not done so, please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. I sure hope you got yours.
I got to get some more, man, and re-up my stash.
Hey. If y'all know For Real the Poet, who happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio as well as Raw Links, a.k.a. Mr. Arthur Larry Maddox, hey, man, I want y'all to hit the brother up, get you some Raw Links, or just say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Man, but I'm going to tell y'all, he been holding out on me. This brother dropped a jewel of a Raw Link that has Wolverine colors? I said, bruh. Come on, man. Why you gotta do me like that? And tonight, oh my God, I don't know if the listeners, the callers, the poets were listening to some of that hip hop that was dropped. Hey man, wanna know where we popping off tonight?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family and everybody who digs poetry. Tonight on the Get Down, and we might do this one more time before the year ends, but tonight on the Get Down is the long-awaited dedication show to the 50th anniversary of hip-hop music, to a music that was once declared a fad when they said it wouldn't last very long, and here we are 50 years to that fact, where poets, music, DJs, MCs, graffiti artists, break dancers, B-boys and B-girls have all come together to create a musical genre that has taken over the planet. From the South Bronx, quote-unquote, slum at Cool Herc's party to the global phenomenon. And Van and I want to take this time to do our part in celebrating those who have come before us and inspire those who will come after us by knowing our history and inspiring history to be created that has yet to be heard in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate for
years of what it is, y'all. Indeed. Let's do it.
Can't wait.
Let's do it.
Man. Long awaited,
man. Man, I'm excited. I'm excited, man. I had to reach like into some of my records. You know, I couldn't give my daddy his records back. Some of y'all don't know that reference, but I couldn't give my daddy his records back because, you know, I pulled out a cut. I put out this, again, I put out this cut right here, though. I had to get, let me give you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
I'm right here, dog.
What must I go to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I steal, cause I want to, cause I have to. And don't make me show you what the Mac.
Come on,
you don't know by now, then you slip. I'm on some bullshit that's got me jacking niggas flipping. Let my man in them stay pretty, but I'ma stay shitty. Cruddy, it's all for the money. Is you with me? Get the bitches, now I can make the crime. When it's on, we transform like Optimus Prime. I'll form the head, roll out, let's make it happen.
Right.
We ain't gon' get it with this, we'll take it cap. Bustin' off, dustin' off, it's softest nigga. Money with the biggest mouth, so let's off this nigga.
Come on.
Softest nigga, never made a sound. Breathe too fucking hard and he didn't bust down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, niggas wanna be killers.
Get at me, dog.
Get at me, dog. Get at me, dog.
Yo.
Man, listen. They're just some songs. They're just some songs, bro. Bro. Y'all know how much hip hop is out there? Oh my god.
There's some songs, bro, that when the artist wrote it, he had no idea it was going to be a timeless hit. And X was one of them cats that was like, okay, this is going to pop. This is going to be okay. But he's the only cat in musical history to have two number one albums in the same year.
Yes.
Two number one albums. Not song.
Yes.
Album.
Number one album.
An incredible feat. And when you think of the people that we've lost, that's a lot of missing poetry that had yet to be written. But we're blessed to have their music with us that we can enjoy until we get a chance to shake hands with them in heaven. Incredible. Incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I just, you know, yeah, it just incredible, bro. Rest in peace, X. Forever an awesome talent. Forever.
Well, just to give people a little bit of history, the term hip-hop was coined by a member of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, who is no longer with us. He died maybe 25 years ago and wasn't able to enjoy the fruits of his labor. It's because of this one cat that everyone uses the term hip-hop, and his name is Keith Cowboy. And Keith Cowboy was talking about one of his friends who was on his way to going into the army. And Keith is like, you're going to be going to the army, and all you're going to be doing, like the cadences that they do for military, but instead of that, it turned into hip-hop, and hip-hop caught on, because they were already the Furious Five, and they caught on to what they were doing called what they were doing hip-hop. So salute and God rest his soul, and thank you for the name of a musical genre to that man, Keith Cowboy, a.k.a. the bow-legged Real McCoy.
There it is. There it is. Now, I don't know about you, brother, but I'm ready to get into some of this poetry, man. been a minute.
I'm nervous as hell, but I'm with it. I'm with this. Nervous, but I'm with this.
All right, let's get at it. Which one of us is going to do the first verse?
That's a good question. We never talked about it. listen, man. I don't mind. I'll go first, or I can give it to you. Either way, let's celebrate, brother. How you want it?
Let's celebrate. You know, since you came up with the title of the piece, how's it looks? Dear hip hop, it's amazing that 50 years ago an icon was born and developed slow, not fast. Introduced to the world as a gimmick or a fad that wouldn't last. But here we are, from that iconic moment in history, birthing some of the greatest beats, dance crazes, and metaphorical lyrics, creating a simple to sometimes complex story. Do you remember where you were when you first fell in love or heard that one rhyme or perfect DJ scratch that made you say dope or word? Maybe you just heard something that sparked a lyricist, that burned inside of you and you didn't realize you'd be a linguist. Except from your format of study was how to wow crowds and, man, when lines you put together like letter man. So, dear hip hop, this is my formal introduction to give you my 16 bars with pinpoint precision about the way you've inspired youth to rhyme about their truths over hardcore beats, creating some of the dopest, hardest-hitting freestyles in the streets. This ain't about no rap beef. More like, man, I'm playing for keeps. My family has to eat, so take this lyrical L and have a seat. Because like the Wu, cash rules everything around me. I just can't allow it to control me. Drop bars with the West Coast low riders and 20-inch rims on all my cars to all the around-the-way girls with the bamboo earrings listen to Pac and KC and JoJo sing, how do you want it, and how does it feel? What more proof do you need to know that I'm for real, even when I deliver the big payback like hardcore steel, because your booming system is whack. Somewhere X was going to give it to you while Luda let you know, move. Get out the way, but somehow it wasn't enough for you. You had to be paid in full while you let the rhythm hit them as a kid and play kickstep on gear. And all them, show-stopping, chart-topping, Curtis Blow, Fat Boys, Crush Groovin', was wilding out with Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh at the show, beatboxing as the teenage love was in the atmosphere. We was fighting the power everywhere. Even straight out of Compton with a formula that can never be duplicated while on the run. So as my pain run deep and I share it with you as wet as the rain, yo mess, I too came to bring the pain. Dear hip hop, dog, I pray you never stop. Turn around the poetic.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, Van, okay, when we first talked about this, I checked this in a different cadence, but hearing you do this, I'm looking at my microphone, and my microphone's looking at me like, what are you looking at me for? Like, what the hell? My microphone's looking at me and was like, yeah, I'm kind of in shock too. Oh my God, that was awesome. Oh my God, that was awesome. My man,
appreciate you, bro.
To rhyme about your truths over hardcore beats, creating some of the dopest, hardest hitting freestyles in the streets. This ain't about no rap beats. More like, my man, I'm playing for keeps. My family has to eat. I take the lyrical L if you have a seat. Because, like, the Wu-Tang rules everything around me. I just can't allow it to control me. Drop bars. Oh, Yo, what in the hell did I just listen to?
Wow.
Just a piece inspired by hip hop, bro.
Wow.
But I appreciate
it. Yeah, we're going to do two of these shows. Because I got to write something to match that.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But, bro,
that was...
enough for me. I appreciate the accolades.
Wow.
You know, I'm just I just write what I'm told to write. But my brother, I got to hear J-Rob inspired piece. Mic is yours.
All right, y'all got to bear with me. This might be a little long. Wow. Dear hip hop, a long time ago you told us all to use some innovation and to close your eyes and visualize us sitting on top of the Enterprise, and then set all of our coordinates upon the subordinate. Rappers, you had them beam them up, took their minds and then broaden it, send them back to Earth, watch their net worth multiply by mega millions, and then we all witnessed the birth of a new society, rappers with variety, some with prestige, flair, and notoriety, because Michael and Prince will seem like small figures. It's hard to believe, but think about it in figures. You see, I personify perfection, and my mic is a tool. I'll try back in the days to make another rapper feel small as a molecule. There's no race. There's no contest, because I never had to jostle. You see, I thought they were small time, and to them, I stood colossal. I was a gladiator. I wanted to be the image of a god, powerful. I wanted my poetry to be something like camouflage, like Moses had the power to separate the sea. I, by the power invested in me, put words in rhythm, recite them as a poem. I put them on record. I displayed them, and I showed them to an entourage of beings who is also loyal, who proves I see me as a loyal king that all hungry souls that starve for excitement. And lo and behold, they said, the Iceman cometh. Here I be. I wanted to be the Messiah on top of all this anarchy. I wanted to be the apex, the creator of this hip-hop soul, the original rhyme leader. I wanted to be the ultimate idolized figure. Like there was no name bigger than J-Rob, baby, because no one else had the vigor that I possess. And that's only because I feel like I'm the best. But then I had to sit down and say, dear hip-hop, I apologize for how you've been treated. I should have fought for my culture, but instead I retreated. The game was wounded, and I stood and watched and retreated. And I watched them beat it, and my culture starved, and I refused to feed it. They sold you for a dollar like slaves with iron collars. You watched these A&Rs chase you with bloodhounds and Rottweilers. You was pissed on like kitty litter, and you went to the highest bidder. But I'm far from a quitter, and this is something that everybody who loves hip-hop needs to consider. And I would never have listened to any other music that was ever in any deliberation, and I'm so glad that hip-hop is the best thing on radio to ever receive rotation. The Bronx is the foundation, one of the chief architects of this dream of poetry that we're all chasing. Too much time was wasted, so we said, whoa, here we go. Years later, I'm a little sick and tired of all this talking to nothing but bitches and hoes. I'm sorry for so many of these cats out here sounding the same. So hip-hop said, walk on water, baby, and don't drown in the game. You see, they were worshiping the money. Some of these young cats was praying to the bank. They danced on slave ships and they slept as a saint. And they said the devil made them do it, but only God do I thank. Because hip-hop's not done yet, baby, and there's still gas in the tank. You see, there's too much ego, and at times there's too much posing. And they said if that cat is so hot, then how come hip-hop culture is frozen? And it's time for a change. That order needs to be rearranged. And writing this letter to hip-hop has been preordained. After 5 long decades, MCs and poets, we still remain. And you can blame it on our spirit, but you can't blame it on our brains. It's time to put on this armor and go to war for the game, because it's on its last leg, y'all, and that shit is a shame. And it's a lifestyle, homie, and this is more than champagne. But I toast every single hip-hop artist that ever reaches the Hall of Fame. And I'll end it like this. Like you said, to the break of dawn, and it's just begun. All hail to hip-hop from the Book of the Wise Son. Love you, baby. Peace.
Yo. Hey, did y'all hear it? Hey. Y'all know LL is my favorite rapper. LL Cool J is my favorite rapper. If you've never heard me say it, I'm letting you know LL is my favorite rapper. And I'd be daggone if J-Rob didn't channel his inner LL Cool J, spit bars, blaze the mic, straight murdered this. Bro. Hey, I had to look over and make sure LL wasn't sitting in the room with me on this here show. Bro, this right here is fire. Bro, hey, welcome back, bro. Welcome back. Hey, man, yes. I'm glad I went first. There ain't no way I wanted to come behind that masterpiece. Ain't no way.
And it's funny, it's a combination of two early MCs battling. It's a combination of Kumo D and LL in one verse.
Yeah.
Two of my friends.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got a top five MC list, and LL is at the top of that list. Other couple cats that's Rakim is in that list. Pac and Biggie is in that list. And man. Oh, bruh. This was a It's so good to be back. Did I get to hear my brother spit like this? Woo.
That was right, fun. That takes a lot of lung capacity, man.
Hey, but you did your thing. Yeah, you good. Did your thing. Whew, man.
I hope the audience.
Hey, man,
it.
Listen. Hey, man, I'm sure they did, man. But I don't know if you ready. If you ready to hear either some hip hop inspired poetry or something of the sort. If you're ready, bro, I'm ready. We can bring in this first caller, first artist. Are you ready?
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first to grace the Get Down mics tonight in the return is none other than Double A Anthony Arnold. What's good with you, bro?
Well, look what the cat drug is.
It's good to hear from you, brother.
All I'm gonna say is, about goddamn time.
My brother,
I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
But I understand when you're going through things, you do what needs to be done. I know that feeling because I'm doing it right now, but we do what we have to do.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. And my prayers to you as you are dealing with what you're dealing with, my good brothers. And thank you. Thank you for hitting me up and the kind words that you dropped in my inbox. I appreciate you and I love you for that, bro. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, my brother. Like Poetic said, that's what family do to family.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now that we didn't stop being all mushy and shit. Before people get started all boo-hooing and shit.
Yeah, that part.
Indeed. No, but it is good for y'all. It's good that y'all back. My Thursday nights were a wee bit empty, if you know what I mean.
Indeed. Hey, it feels good to be back.
Trials is very empty.
Yeah. It
feels great to be back.
But this feels good. And the best part, our first poet is none other than this brother. Yeah.
Indeed.
If you don't mind me saying so, please post your book in the event page, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. Y'all want some good reading? And they banning books across the country, but y'all want some good reading? Check out this cat's material. Trust when I tell you, you will not be disappointed in the least bit.
I appreciate it. I'll put it in the link once I finish running my mouth here.
Absolutely. I ain't gonna be mushy no more. I'm gonna let Van talk.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
What was that one hip hop song when you heard hip hop that made you be like, yo, this is that track for me? That turned you into a hip hop lover. What was that one song that you heard?
Bro, I go way back. The very first hip-hop song, well, it wasn't known as hip-hop then, but to go back, the very first song that I heard in that genre, believe it or not, was Christmas Rap by Curtis Blow.
Yes, sir.
I was like,
yes, sir.
I was like, what in the hell is this? Sitting in my car, and I'm just lit. I pulled over because I was like, yeah. I was down south in Florida. You know, we didn't really have nothing going on like that back then. We didn't have the Dirty South and all that stuff yet. But yeah, I heard that, and then I heard, oh God, who was it? Rapper's Delight. I heard that when that
Rapper's
came out.
Delight.
Then slowly,
yeah.
Then slowly but surely, the stuff filtered down. I always gravitate with BDP and Eric and Rakim and folks of that nature. Don't ask me why, but I just did. And
right.
And as stuff came out, I had to have it.
I know that's right, man.
Recently, what got me, and believe it or not, they were blasting this in the warehouse where I worked. Slippin' by DMX.
They used to blast
that every night about 1:30. You could set your watch by it. And I didn't know who it was at first, and then I caught that voice. I said, "That's X." The piece that I wrote after he passed was inspired by X, a piece called Slipping and Falling.
I like that.
So if you fellas don't mind.
No.
The mic is yours.
Slipping and Falling, what's going on? Every time I go forward, life pulls me back. Lord, give me strength. bullets flying, people dying, and it ain't just the police. By our own people, we get fleeced just for a little peace, just for a little peace. Sitting here thinking about what could have been, if it woulda, coulda, shoulda been, ain't nobody got nobody to blame but me. Streets were calling. Money was all I could see. Laying in this bed thinking about my boo and the little mister, I'm who he looks up to. Can't go out like this, gotta be a better man. For his sake, do the best I can. These days I walk with a bullseye on my back. Streets I walk on the other side of the tracks. Who would miss me if I pulled this trigger? Damn. There goes just another nigga. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. Yo, I'm slipping. Falling. Can't get up. Yo, I'm slipping. Falling. I got to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear shit up. That's the peace.
Yo. Hey, man.
Hold on, Jay.
Because there's somebody that wants to speak to that before you and I even touch it. Hold on.
In the sun. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear this. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling.
Yeah. There you go, Kingpin. X just had to come in and just give you a little bit. He had to come to give you a little bit.
Nice. Absolutely nice. And I love what he did, what he did with that piece. I love what he did to this piece. And I love the transition of it as he shifted into it. It has that real feel to it. And yeah, man, I like this. I can't stop smiling because I like this piece a lot. I really do. Poetic.
Hey, man. Kingpin, you know, I respect your pen. I respect you as an artist. I respect you as a person. And when you come through, and it's been a minute since we heard your voice here on the Get Down, and you come through and you bring this type of peace, this type of energy, what an ode to DMX as well and hip-hop. But brother, as always, man, phenomenal ink, man. Just phenomenal ink, always. I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate it.
No, please go.
I was saying when I had heard when he had passed, and it just so happens I was playing that song, and this piece was the result.
I like that. I mean, sure. I respect your pen on so many levels, but hearing this side of your pen continues the appreciation that I already have.
Without question. Now, Kingpin,
you know, sir.
It's been a minute. And you get to be the person to blaze the Get Down dance floor this evening. Are you ready?
I think I can pull a little something out of my hat.
That's what I'm talking about. Because it's a party over there tonight. So, my brother, we're going to get you to the Get Down dance floor. Thank you, as always, for coming through, supporting, and bringing your ink. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, and I'm going to put this book in the event page.
Please do.
My man, thank you. Please do, please do.
Titled The Traveler and Other Short Stories.
Okay.
So make sure you get your copy, support the brother. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed. You are not going to be disappointed. All right, my brother, one love,
not
one
the
mic.
Least bit.
One love, one mic. See y'all next time.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, ready to get out on that dance floor. He about to set it off. I mean, hold on, Jeff, hold on. Somebody, without tell me what movie soundtrack this song is from, and who are the artists that's in there? Who know? Hit me in my inbox. If you know. All right. Oh. Okay, Paul Craig hit me in my inbox. He got one part of it. He got the title, but he don't have an artist.
He got the title.
He got the title, but he don't have an artist. The title is correct. He said House Party. All right, he coming correct now. He said 4-4. There's one other artist that I'm looking for that's in that song. One other artist. Ooh, she bad too, boy. She bad now. All right, let's keep the party going while he's thinking about it. Next up on the mic, our favorite Canadian, Lady A, is in the Get Down. Hey, Lady A.
Hi. Wow.
Hey, Lady A.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hear you? Absolutely.
Great to hear you, fellas, again, and great to have you back, J. Rob, and
been a minute.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. How have you been?
Absolutely.
I've been okay. It's at times life is a challenge, is it not? That's for sure.
Yeah,
sure it is.
So hip hop history. I read a little bit about it. I have to tell you, I've never really listened to the music very much, but what I can say is that music is a universal language no matter what style it is, and I think that the messages and the power that comes from hip-hop is and has been a much-needed effort for society, and I brought a little something about music in general, and it's not hip-hop, but with respect for that genre, I would like to present this little piece that I wrote quite a few years ago.
Please.
Okay, by all means, the mic is yours.
It's called Music Day. Statutory holidays each year we can depend this day each year, henceforth Music Day celebrated. Bands from across the land, across the sea descend and gather in an open field like Woodstock, orchestrated. We'd hear the sweet echo of Hendrix on guitar and Janis singing Stay With Me like only she can. Carlos Santana's Evil Ways, already a star, and Joe Cocker came together with a little help from friends. Music Day, a three-day event uniting the world with songs that transcend back where love and peace represent, where racism, hate, and war could end. Don't you want somebody to love? And don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Jefferson Airplane. 1969, a time in history where love ruled, and would that be true today? And peace.
Okay. Now, what if I told you, first, great piece, but what if I told you that I actually happen to have a hip-hop song somewhere around some of the words that you said? What would you say?
Oh, see, it's great.
And,
yeah.
And you said you don't really listen to it with the, right? You haven't really listened to it. So this is a little softer, but I'm going to give you a little bit of it.
Perfect. I've listened to a lot of music while being involved with the Epiphany, and music that I've never really heard before. It's not really played on the radio like it would be where you are from, I suppose. The odd piece would come through and you listen to it, but it's not a genre that I hear very much. But I have... But I've learned a lot while being with Epiphany and the music that's played and the history that goes beside it and along and threaded through it is, to me, what speaks. And, you know, because music is the connector for humankind, and no matter what's going on in our societies, there's music is can bring us together no matter what, so... I've learned a lot while being with Epiphany and in a lot of different ways, and I appreciate it very much, and I love you guys.
Awesome. We love you too.
The journey continues, baby. The journey continues, and there's so much more to learn, and thank you for being open to learning about different types of music and what have you. I liked your piece because you spoke about Janis Joplin. You put some Hendrix in there. You definitely talked about some Santana and a couple of other very good artists that I'm familiar with that I grew up loving. So for that, I say thank you because music is the great equalizer. Music has always been the great equalizer. And it's funny.
Sure.
They say music calms the savage beast. And it was music that they attempted to use during the riots in Watts and the riots in Newark, New Jersey, and the riots in other places, and it was always music that they attempted to use in order to calm everybody down. And it's been pretty cool. And you can point to any part of history, there's always some music going on that's a reflection of the times, be it Hendrix, be it Marvin Gaye, be it John Coltrane. There's always somebody doing something, and as it transcends into what we do and what we learn to love in hip-hop, we talk about what's happening today. So today's generation is definitely telling their story through poetry and music called hip-hop. So again,
yes.
Thank you, beloved.
Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, Lady A, you get to be one of the second on the Get Down dance floor, the return of the Get Down dance floor. And it's all iced out over there. The DJ is spinning some good hip-hop tunes. So you might learn a little bit more tonight. You know, you might find something that'll make you want to shake your tail feather a little bit. Who knows? Anthony Arnold's over there grooving, rocking out. So now it's your turn to get over there and, hey, get on that dance floor and get down. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian Lady A. And you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it is the return of the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Yo, J-Rob, hey, man. This next artist is getting ready to come in, man. I feel like he needs an anthem. I feel like he needs an anthem.
Hey, give him the anthem.
All right, let me give him the anthem. Hold on.
Give him the anthem.
Newest member, Paul Cram, the poet, the king. What up, Paul Cram?
What's good, man? What's good? What's up, big brother?
Paul Cram, what it do, king? What it do, king? What it do, king? How you making out, sir?
Happening, bro?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. This feels so good right now, man. I'm both my big brothers on the radio right now. Now I'm happier than a pig and shit.
Well, actually, we're happy. We're happier than you are because we got you.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Hey, man. I hope you didn't mind, man. But when, you know, when I was thinking about hip-hop, right, I think about it. And, you know, and no era of hip-hop, is there just one artist that just stands out? You got multiple artists that stands out, right? So when I realized you was coming to the mic, man, Uptown Anthem, that's Uptown Anthem by Naughty by Nature, yo. That felt so good and so fitting for you. You know what I'm saying? It just felt like a hip-hop song that you personify and you can walk in. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got songs like that.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. Naughty by Nature is I love them guys, man. Them, Outkast,
absolutely.
Spill Mob, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hip-hop.
You know, I was torn. And look, I was torn, right? Because it was either Uptown Anthem or God, You're Grilling Knuckled Up. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause see, everybody know the radio cuts. Hip hop hooray, ho, hey, ho, and you know what, OPP, yeah, you know, everybody know them cuts. But let's talk about God's and Grill Knuckle Up. Man, come on, come on.
Oh yeah, you talking about some savagery, huh?
Yeah. Hey, but check it though. But Park Rat, man, for you, bro, what was that one song that really made you love hip hop? What was that one song, man, that just was it and made you be like, yo, that's it for me?
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. And I've had this conversation before, and people laughed at me. But the ones who laughed at me, I feel like they just don't understand music for real. 1989, it was September of '89. I was eight, getting ready. I was six, getting ready to be seven. And I hear someone on the radio talking about beating up Mike Tyson. And
yeah.
I knew who Mike Tyson was. And I didn't think nobody in the world can do that. So I stopped and I was listening. And I heard for the first time, like really just paid attention to the radio. Well, it was a tape to DJ Jazzy Jeff for the Fresh Prince. I think I can beat Mike Tyson. And at that moment, I was like, I like this.
Yep.
And it just grew up.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Did you, man, you said 89. Bro, I was 15 starting my sophomore year of high school. And I remember because, you know, that's the beautiful thing about hip-hop is it was something for everybody. And the not-too-cool kids wasn't bumping that. They wasn't playing that, right? But they'll play some of that.
They're playing.
I could beat Mike Tyson. They play in Summertime, right? And I remember me saying when I heard that track, I was like, bro, I don't know if I could beat Mike Tyson, but I can get in there and take a hit and fall out for a mil.
You punk.
Yeah. It would have been, look, all he had to do was just swing and I'm falling down.
Tyson, back then, was a different breed, man.
Yeah, he was a whole different breed back then. I was surprised that Fresh Prince made that song, because you know Mike back then was going looking for people. You talk about him,
but Mike was in the video, like okayed it all. He was in the video and everything.
You know, I wonder how that conversation went. Oh, so you want to make a video about me? You want to fight me, huh? Bro, I could just imagine.
All right.
Say, Rob, what's
he would have had to be a letter. I wouldn't go ask him in his face. I'd have sent him a letter. Like, nah. Because if you get mad about me, I would charge you.
I'd have sent him a letter in the mail and be like, yeah, what he said. with no signature.
I know that's right.
Hey, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, my brother.
Yeah, like, so you going to be a punk?
Wanna,
yeah.
Hey, man. But 88 and 89 were some iconic moments for hip hop.
Yes.
In 88, you had NWA Straight Outta Compton come out. You had Big Daddy Kane's Ain't No Half Steppin' come out. It was so many albums that was dropping, and you had to, you know, with a kid with no money had to figure out how I was going to get this music. Real talk, because I didn't have no job. I had no job, but I wanted to hear the music. But yeah, man. I think I could beat Mike Tyson, man. I remember that. I actually think I bought that tape as well.
I still remember that. And just about that whole tape, word for word. Like, I'll get into my moves up here, and can literally put it on YouTube and just go. My kids look at me like I'm crazy, and I don't even care. I'm in my zone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, DJ Jazzy Jeff, man, bro, that cat is a monster. Everybody's been talking
to
about, you know, Fresh Prince. He is a monster on them wheels of steel. Like, hey, you want to mess with who? It's certain DJs you just don't mess with, right? But we can talk on and on and on, but we really want to hear your piece, bro. So we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get down. The mic is yours.
Right. Beautiful, confident, strong, phenomenal, goddess, independent, perfection. These are just words that describe the queens of the universe that I consider, you know, the beautiful black woman. The black woman has endured years of heartache and pain along with an emotional recession. She has endured violence, hatred, and stains that added to her well-hidden depression, but despite it all, she stands. She stands in the midst of her war-torn world that was more than likely created by a man that she trusted to love and protect her. She stands in the struggle of raising her kids alone with the pressure on her back to make sure her kids have exactly what the other kids have, working two, sometimes three jobs just to have enough to provide some of their wants and all of their needs. She stands. She stands in the face of the seemingly impossible task of deciding whether to buy food or pay bills, but moments like this is where she tilts her crown because she knows that the light bill has to be paid, the cable they can live without for right now, and she can go in the kitchen and get creative with frozen leg quarters and some spaghetti noodles, add some cheese, and make it feel like Thanksgiving in the middle of the summer. This is the making of the beautiful black woman. The greatest proof in my mind that God is an artist who just decided to show off in the creation process. Look around. Look around and marvel at the creation that is the black woman. Take the time out to honor their sacrifices and compliment their beauty, but once you get past her physical attributes and realize her beauty goes way past skin deep, you will know that her beauty is connected to the very fibers of her soul, for she is beautiful. Confident, strong, phenomenal, goddess, independent, pure perfection. Just a few words that describe the greatest of God's great creations, the beautiful black woman. So just like Latifah said, all hail the queen and peace.
My man. My man. Go ahead, man. Tell him. Tell him.
No. You first, bro. You first. No, you first.
No, you first. Nah, you first. That's
yeah,
right, Paul Craig. We're fighting over you.
Yeah, we're fighting, bro. We're fighting. Bro, this is an amazing piece, right? The way that you put it together, the way that you crafted it, it's just... The way that you deliver, bro, I don't know if anybody's ever told you, but let me be the one to tell you, bro, you are a beast.
Oh, man. Thank you. Like, thank you. Like, especially coming from you. Like, thank you.
Did you say like Queen Latifah feel the wrath of your madness? Did you say that?
No, I said like Latifah said, all hail the queen.
All
from
hail
her
the
debut
queen.
Album.
Okay. From a debut album. Yeah. Man. Maybe it's because I want to hear wrath of my madness. I'm sorry. J-Rap, watch this.
Check this out. I'm going to go back. And I'm dating myself in this, but I got to because this is what the PW just did for me. Oh my goodness, this is a particular verse that somebody did like 25, 30 years ago. And it's the illustration of how dope this piece is. You know, you encapsulate is not the right word. That's not what I want to use. Oh my God, there's just so many different adjectives that's touching me to compliment this piece. And none of them seem adequate because the piece for me is so dope. Because I was wondering where you was going, but then you came back with that Queen Latifah joint. I was like, ooh, I see you. I see you. And I like what you did to this. This is an anthem, an ode to the female MC. And I like what you did. I truly like what you did. Excuse me. One, you already know I'm a fan. But two, you're a bad boy. You're a bad boy.
Indeed.
You're a bad boy. And how you put this together, because it sounded like you were talking about a particular woman, but then it's like, nah, this is for all of y'all. From Angie B, when she was with Sequence, all the way to Missy Elliott, through Queen Latifah, into Moni Love, into MC Sha-Rock, passing the mic to MC Little Bit, passing the mic to Little Kim, giving the mic to Light, giving the mic back and forth to Yo-Yo, who's going to give the mic to the Prophet of Rage,
yeah.
Brother. You just did it all. This is ladies.
Yeah.
This is for y'all.
Yeah.
That is for y'all. Man.
Yeah.
I salute that.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And you know what, wise son? Hey, man, you know you, my brother. Every female MC you done named in that list, with the exception of maybe two or three, I got queued up in the studio, bro. I got some MC Light. I got some Moni Love. I got some MC Trouble. I got some Queen Latifah. I got some Salt and Pepper. Man, I got some Lil' Kim. But see, Paul Graham,
I'm
going to give you some.
Or light-skinned Lil' Kim.
Brown-skinned Lil' Kim. Brown-skinned
okay,
Lil'
cool.
Kim.
Okay, cool. I got to ask.
But, yeah, thank you for clarifying. I appreciate the clarification.
I hate that was my question. I was like, wait. Which one is it?
Man, I love it. But female MCs sometimes don't get their props, if we're being honest. And you got some bad female MCs out there that have paved the way for some of these female MCs now. So salute the queens of hip hop for sure. For sure. Now, my brother, before we get you over to the Get Down dance floor, hey, man, why don't you let everybody know what you got going on in your Tiffany Radio universe?
Well, October 24th, once again, we're going to turn up on a Tuesday. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network presents Cram Session. We'll be on the 24th instead of the 31st. We have a local poet from out here where I'm at in Des Moines. I heard her spit a couple times, approached her, and she's down. Her name is Salaya. And she's a really dope artist. And for our study music artist of the month, we got Ojeda Doc. I listened to a couple of his tracks, and he's, man, it's so smooth. So we're definitely going to have some fun. And like always, we're going to turn up on the Tuesday.
Yes, sir. I cannot wait. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. All right, my brother, we'll get you on over to the Get Down dance floor. Double A Anthony Arnold's out there. Lady A is out there shaking a tail feather. So you just got to go out there and, you know. Now, here's what you got to do, though. Here's what you got to do. You got to get out there and break dance, bro.
The DJ oh, I got to break dance?
You got to get out there and break dance, bro. DJ waiting for you.
I get out there and break something. I don't know how much dancing is going to be. So I can break something.
The only thing
rhythm about me is poetry. When it come down to dancing, man, I'm like the people in that movie, The Craft. Light as a feather, but stiff as a board. Like, it's not going to do it.
Lord.
All right, my brother.
That's hilarious.
We'll get on over there and, you know, we'll have an ambulance on standby. You know, this don't hurt nothing.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Oh, my bad. But Tim, they got me this time. But one love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Peace, King.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.
That's our brother, Tripping Zone, Paul Cram, the poet. You heard him, you can catch him on October 24th. Man, in his own show called Cram.
I'm glad he's part of his family.
Well, I get the absolutely, and I get the privilege to co-host that show with him. So kudos to him, and welcome to the family. Next up on the mic, we're going to bring in area code 240. This might be my go-go brother. Let me make sure.
Hey, what's good?
240, this is my go-go brother. This is our East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Man, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Hey, man, it's all right. And when it's all good, it's all right. And when it's all right, it's all good.
Yeah, you know, I had to call in. You know?
And we're happy that you did. Thank you.
And we're happy you're
here.
To
my go-go brother.
Without question. Glad you're here.
Listen. Well, very glad that you're here, but bro, it's been a minute since we heard your voice. But I got a question for you. And just hit me with something short and sweet, like a good cigar. When did you know you was really big in hip hop?
Run DMC. It's like
go.
That, and that's the way it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Run DMC in the house. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm the king of rock. There's no eyes. I can see you. Call me Sly. To burn my kingdom. You must be spot. I won't sap rap till I retire.
I retire. Yeah.
It's crazy I can remember that all this time. Oh.
When it's rhythmic, you're going to remember.
Absolutely, bro.
When it's rhythmic,
absolutely.
You'll remember, man. When it's non-rhythmic, you're like, what's that? What are those words? But when it's rhythmic,
man,
bro, you got this.
Like, what's that?
You got this.
All right,
yeah,
go.
Yes, sir. As a kid, I would follow, you know, Run DMC, you know, when they made the song, You Be Illin'.
Mary,
Mary,
while you're bugging,
ram.
or
Walk
this way with Aerosmith. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
I'm a man.
Walk this
Aerosmith, yeah, I'm a man. Like, give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it.
That was in my younger days.
Yeah, that's all right. But you're still here to talk about it, and that's the best part.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
No argument. So question for you, sir. In the great spirit of the fact that we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, do you have a piece that you'd like to bless the mic with in honor of such?
Yeah.
And if so, in the words of Van Meadows, The mic is yours.
I'm a freestyle. You know what? This is, I ain't got nothing written, but I'm a freestyler, hip hop. I'm going to see how it goes. And I'm going to call it The King. My words display the powerful. Right now you feeling the words that I must be responsible. I need to keep asking this question. I step on the stage and I make all the haters be afraid. My words are sprayed to invade, and everything that you hear is on display, yeah. You see, I need to know if you down with the King. If you down with the King, I'm about to burn this mic. I make it so hot, I make others go on strike. I could go ahead and take it back to Rapper's Delight. You see, I'm about to go ahead and give it the full insight. Yeah, I could take it all the way to the Sugar Hill Gang. I could be like the Wild Wild West, like Kumo D. But right now, I'm running like Run DMC. Mary, Mary, why you bugging? The King is asking that question. Now, everything that I feel, it's just another lesson. You see, sometimes I feel like a king just walk outside, and I see the moon, and it feels like the freaks come out at night. Give me all the years of 5 minutes of funk, and I will go ahead and sit on my chair, let the hip-hop beat in my heart. And everything has to start, and everything has to finish. You see, the hip-hop beat keeps playing again and again. Go ahead, DJ. Play that song and keep me dancing all night long. Are you down with this, King? Are you down with this chapter? It's like 50 years of therefore after. What we capture in our moment, our breath, and we just flow like we have nothing left. You see, I'm running the show. I'ma let you know. I'ma keep it going. I'ma just grow. Yes, there I hang below. Yes, I need to let you know the lyrical flow. And everything is deep in the guidance, and I am a king for the day. Listen to hip-hop forevermore. Now, are you ready for a king? Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 kids in the morning, but I've been dry.
My man.
My man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Go ahead, Jay.
See, I dig this because you dropped gems. And you dropped gems consistent with exactly who is out there dropping other gems that inspired you to drop this gem. You're bad. And I like this. This is the freestyle that you do that I crave. Because this was easy flowing for you. You wasn't reaching for no words. You was just saying exactly what it was that's on your heart. That's what I'm liking. That's what I'm liking. And I enjoy this a lot.
Thanks,
what you say,
thank
man?
God. Yeah, man, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. You know, I feel a inner Will Smith coming on.
That right there, that's how you freestyle. Don't do that right there.
But
Will Smith got the summertime. And parents
that was
just
one
don't
of
understand.
His high parents just don't understand. Man, girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Yeah. But that was a pretty good piece, man. I really enjoyed that, man. What an ode to hip hop. That's great work, man. I love it. Love it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. I'm glad y'all back, man. You know, my two go brothers.
In the words of John Wick, yeah. I guess I'm back. But all right, go over to the Good Town dance floor. Guess I'm back.
All right.
Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. Go, brother. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. You know what? I feel a little something, Jay. Hold on. We're talking about female MCs, right? We're talking about female MCs, right? That's what we was talking about, right? Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm ruling. And next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, another freestyle queen coming through. She's one half host of Just Jay, Gina Show. Gina Storm is in the building, ready to drop it on the mic. Hey, Gina.
All I can say is happy Thursday, my brothers. I'm so glad to be here to get down. It is Friday Eve. Let's go.
Indeed. yes. It's so good to hear your voice.
Woo! So good to hear y'all. You have no idea. Like, this was a craving that I couldn't satisfy. I don't have a sweet tooth, but I be needing to get down.
I know that's right. Love it.
I'm glad y'all here. Oh my God, I have so much going on in my life, but all I can say is this, hip hop is 50. I'll be 54, God willing, in December. All I can remember is hip hop being like the message that I wanted to convey, but didn't know how to, didn't have the words and didn't know that I could flow. I simply loved it out the gate, and there's so many artists that made me love it rather than hate. My mom would be like, that sounds like some noise. And then she fell in love with a couple of artists like Nas. And all she could say was, okay, I see. So I'm glad my mom caught up with me. Because, yeah, I love hip-hop.
Yeah. Hip-hop is special, right?
It is.
Because a lot of it talks about stories, and you have some of the greatest storytellers in rhyme,
mm-hmm.
Individually and as a group. And I know one of my favorite hip hop tracks that tells a story is Renee by the Lost Boys, and that was a sad story, but it was one of those iconic songs that stands out in the time of hip hop. You know, when you think about great storytellers and rhyme, and you know, and just like Queen Latifah, man, that beat, I forgot how hard hitting that beat was. Was I the only one that felt that?
Huh.
Was I the only one?
Mm.
Man.
No, you wasn't the only one.
Because it's something amazing.
Never.
When you have the right beat and the right lyricist mixed together to create a masterpiece. Oh my God.
It's a whole relationship that nobody even understands,
yeah.
Because that is the marriage, the honeymoon, and the marriage that follows after you get past that phase when you have to still wake up next to each other every single day. Hip hop is that person you can't never break up with.
Never.
That is
ever
relationship.
Hip hop talks to every emotion that everyone has ever had.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Big facts.
True facts.
You know, and like Grandmaster Cass said on more than one occasion, hip hop did not invent anything, but it reinvented everything.
Yes,
is what we have now.
Yes.
I concur.
Yes, absolutely. Zena Storm, we have to know, for you, what was the hip-hop song for you that grabbed you and made you fall in love with rap / hip-hop? What song was it for you?
Okay, so I was in love with hip-hop before it became rap. So my first actual infatuation with an artist that I felt like was speaking to me, about me, and for me, his name was Common Sense, and they just call him Common these days.
Yes.
And he's from Chicago. Yes. My parents were born and raised in Chicago. I live in Chicagoland, Joliet, Illinois. And as far as I was concerned, he was speaking to me as a woman. He was speaking to me with my love of hip-hop. He was speaking to me about breakups and how do you move forward and not lose yourself because you lost yourself because you fell in love.
Yeah.
You didn't grow into it.
Mm.
All I could think was there were people in my life that saw me as other people. My mom thought that I was salt from Salt and Pepper. I think I did too. My second mom saw me as Queen Latifah. I was less happy and honored, but I didn't feel like it was appropriate because I'm like, yeah, I'm not. I'm just one black. She's blackity black. I don't feel like I could do what she does. I'm just keeping it real. I can't do what she does the way she does it. But I honored it, and she is royalty. Queen Latifah is a necessity, not an option, in the hip hop community. I remember when she was an MC and she wasn't even a rapper yet. And she was killing it when she was having events and she would be the MC. And I'd been to one in Newark and I didn't know who she was. But what I thought was, man, this is about to do some stuff. I didn't know how much stuff that sister was going to do. But I'm very proud of her. She used to love me. Oh, bruh. I mean, it changed my life. It changed how I saw myself as a woman and what I wanted to bring to the table when a man is courting me. I don't want him to be enamored with the aesthetics. I want him to get down to the mathematics. What is it that makes me me?
I love it.
And that math is the precious math that you need to tune into. And if you are in any other space, this won't work out for us. I mean, I tried it before. I know it don't work. I got a T-shirt. Look, I could write a poem about it. You want to hear it? Here you go. But no, for real, I know better. So men need to know who they're getting when they get married. They need to know who they're getting a relationship with when they're courting. They also need to know who you are as a hip-hop head. I love it. Like my next breath. So I got angry when hip hop turned into rap, and I got something for you and J-Rock.
Mm.
All right.
What do you think?
Well, let's get out the way, and the mic is yours.
So this is something I do sometimes. You know, sometimes I write a piece, and other times I key style a piece. I want to key style something for y'all because I realized that when the topic was what it is tonight, I had to bring it. So my piece is called Pins Up. I don't wait for the hype. Making a fan base for me to follow because it's trendy, sorry, that's not me. I'm concerned with the radio play. Oh, never. Getting my numbers up ain't even clever. I'm looking for that 15 mythological minutes of fame. No, not me. I ain't she. But what I need to let you know, one thing for certain, two things to show, I want Gina or Storm to be a household name. I share my wisdom, my life, my sunshine, my rain.
You know everything that's happened in my life from the two biblicals I was married to and then divorced. So you've seen my pain. Remember when I was in a relationship with King's Cadence and then that shit went sideways and ended and then he passed away? Yeah. I'm still mourning him to this day. The rambling thoughts from my complicated brain will not be blurring the lines between the genius and the insane. I'm uplifting, encouraging, inspiring, speaking truth for the elders and the youth, a champion for the embattled. Victims of abuse, disabled children, women, and the bullied, anyone voiceless, if you're in that group, I'm not caring about the trendy hook played on a loop. Do rappers have a place? Poets will win the race. We have this ability because it's God-given and it's our duty. I'm not just doing this because it feels like a good thing to do. I would have been a rapper if that had been my station in life, but it wasn't, and I hate that that's true. But the reality is I didn't know that rap is going to turn into what it is. So hip-hop is 50 years old because it's insane, and these rappers right now must be insane. I'm not mad at them, but I will keep my pen up because I'm not one of the people who enjoy this mess. Rap today is a mess. Ours is timeless. Always have something of substance to say, and I will do so into my dying day. I don't know about anybody else, but I still love hip-hop. Rap, can't even give up. In peace.
Yeah. The personal reflections of a poet. I heard that, Van. Did you hear it, Van?
I heard it.
Personal reflections of a poet that loves poetry through MCing. I love it. You go with that.
Thank you, J-Rob. You know what? I was like, I was going to go into my rap bag, and then I thought about it because rap and hip-hop aren't the same person, and people don't get that. Just like poetry and spoken word are related, but not the same person. They're not even identical twins. Maybe paternal twins, but not identical. You know, they were born on the same day at the same time, within the same hour, within minutes of each other, but one looks like something other than the other. That kind of twin. That's rap and hip-hop.
There you go. That's what I'm talking.
Hip-hop. I do.
Yeah.
I love hip-hop with my every inhale and exhale because I feel like the only thing I've ever needed in my life was hip-hop because I didn't get the gift of song. If I could sing, I wouldn't talk, but I could always speak. And sometimes it would rhyme and people would say, oh, that was so poetic. And I was thinking, what? That ain't poetry. That was conversation. They were like, yeah, but when it comes from you, it sounds poetic. And sometimes it's just my commentary. I didn't even realize that there was a difference between what I'm saying and what I'm trying to convey, but it varies. Your perception of what you heard will take you where you are. But I was leading you in a place, like J-Rob said, to let you know that poets are lyricists, just like hip-hop artists used to be. I was just telling y'all my story. We all have one. We love hip-hop. We're disappointed right now with the rap that's out. But I'm hoping that they can take a note from the 50 years that they had to build upon and not just try to get rich. Actually enjoy it. We all love it. And I thank y'all for this space and this opportunity to spit that piece that I don't think I ever have.
I love
it.
Coming through.
But
before you say anything else, man, what do you think of that piece?
Hey, man, I really enjoyed it. I love Gina's ink. I love her freestyle. I love her key style. And when she puts something like this together, it's a reflective piece to make you sit back and think, like, dang, what are they really talking about in the music today? You know, and, you know, we are lyricists as poets together different. I mean, Lord knows, you know, I'm not a rapper, but my kids heard my piece, Don't Push Me. And my daughter, Daddy, you sound like you rapper.
Oh, yeah.
You a rapper?
No. Oh, yeah, you did.
I said, no, baby. No, Daddy is not a rapper. Daddy just feels passionate about certain topics that will take me and change me into what I need to be to deliver that peace. And that's how you are when you come across with your pieces. You know, so I appreciate you, Hank, and I'm glad that I am here on this Friday Eve to bear witness to this piece. So thank you.
I love it here. I'm so glad y'all are back. I feel like y'all made my Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Eve. Like, I needed to be here. I'm glad.
And we're glad you came.
We're so glad to have you here. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, before we
Saturday
usher
night.
You to the get down, yeah,
I'm going.
We'll give it to you, baby. I'm giving you the alley-oop, baby. Go ahead and slam dunk it.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, because I am from Chicagoland and you know what Michael Jordan used to do, I'm just going to airlift this delivery to all of you. Catch me and Jess J on the Jess J and Gina show this Saturday evening when we're going to have Lottie Dottie. He likes to party as our interviewee. You think you know her, but you don't. You think you know her poetry, you're going to choke. I sometimes have conversations with her, and I'd be like, oh, my God. Where is she going with this? You don't want to miss this. Saturday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern on the Epiphany Universe Network. That is sponsored by For Real Entertainment and Raw Links. Please know that we're going to be in the building with Lottie Dottie. She's our sister who loves to party, and she is so dope that she's amazing and necessary. We don't do anything by chance. Everything is in accordance to the way that life is set up. So if you missed this, catch the archives. But please know you'd like to be in the building on Saturday, and we'd love to have you there. Thank you.
Wait a minute. What did you say the artist was? What's the name of the artist?
Lottie D.
Lottie D
is.
I mean, I know
Lottie D.
I know who.
He's a honey dripper.
Hold on.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. We're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we approve. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Hit it! Come on, Gina. Come on, Gina. Come on, Gina.
I wasn't even ready. Lottie Dottie, you like to party. Don't bother nobody. Check.
Lottie Dottie.
You know what? Lottie's going to be on Saturday night with me and Just Jay. Y'all better be in the building.
All right, I'm gonna stop clowning, y'all. But it's just, you know, I heard that say Lottie Dottie. I mean, y'all heard Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie, yes.
So, you know.
That's my sister in rhyme. I mean, she is so dope. She's a honey dripper. She has so many things. She's from Chicago. She's up the street around the corner from me. So we got nominated for a podcast of the year. It was me and all of the hosts that currently are at POETO Monday Nights, Voices Behind the Pens. Mm-hmm. Well, the nomination for 2022. I was a host last year. So I won that. But the Small House of Poetry came in second. And I came in second to Brother O, And all I could say was, Brother O got a heart transplant. Praise God. And is alive today because of it.
Yes.
All I can say is this. Nothing that I went through ever in my existence didn't require my damaged heart to be removed and a healthy one to replace it. I'm not in competition with him.
Amen.
I'm in awe of him. I love him and all I can do about God. So, yeah, Lottie is part of the POET, People with Extraordinary Talent from Chicago, with Black Ice, and that's the awards we were nominated for. I love her like my next breath. Come through if y'all can.
I love it. Absolutely. All right.
So you can find me this weekend.
We'll get you over to Yes. Saturday night, 9 p.m.
One Love, One Mic.
Make sure y'all tune in. One Love, One Mic. Through the storm, everybody. Whew. Man, this show, bro. Hip-hop just changes the atmosphere, right? It just makes it, you know?
You ain't ever lie.
Let's bring in this next caller. Area code 773. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have the pleasure to have on the mic tonight? Are you muted? Area code 773. Going once. Going twice. All right. Got to let him go. Because...
Y'all heard, take it from the top. 1, 2. My mic sound nice, check. 1. My mic sound nice, check. 2. My mic sound nice, check. 3. Are you ready to rock, y'all?
Okay, Jay, I'm going to stop crying. Hey, I don't know what's happening with 773. Maybe they're just listening, but they were the last poet of the evening. So let me give you the Epiphany rundown. Please join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Mahogany Soul with Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Mahogany Soul. Saturday night, you just heard Gina, Just Jay and Gina Show. Tune in Sunday night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with your host, King Atterbury and Queen La Perro, La Negra. Make sure you tune in. Tuesday night is Mojave, and it should be, I believe, Honey Drippers or War Council, one of the two shows. Wednesday night will be Divas Talk with your host, La Perro, La Negra, and we're waiting the arrival of Mrs. VIP back. And then next Thursday, the Get Down will return, and who knows, we might have part two. We might be doing something else crazy. So you just got to tune in and see what's popping. Last words, I'm going to start with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
Thank you, Van. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you so much for the energy for tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us a part of your Thursday Eve, Friday Eve, I'm sorry, your Thursday evening. Thank you for not thinking it robbery to spend some time with Van and myself. Can't wait to hear from y'all again. It's going to be a slow grind, but we're coming back. And I want to thank y'all for putting up with what I've been going through. I love every single one of you. Let poetry prevail. And like we always say, one love and one mic, as I turn it over to Van Meadows and remind him before he takes the mic, man, I hope they never find a clone, because I can't clone what you mean to me, bro. And I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank God every single day that I have you as a brother in my family, man. Salute to you tonight, and salute to you forever, King. Tonight was a good show. Let's do it again next week.
Absolutely, my brother. I appreciate you for those kind words, man. I love you more, man. You know, without you, there's no Get Down. As y'all have seen, it has been no Get Down because it don't work without this brother. I've tried. Y'all have seen me try to do the Get Down without him, and it just didn't work. So I appreciate you, brother. Welcome back. It's good to have you back by my side as we do this show and basically just
bring poetry back, bring hip hop back, because as I said already in the show, man, hip hop does something. Hip hop changes the atmosphere. It doesn't matter who you like. The fact of the matter is that you like them, and something that they have in their music that makes you want to either dance, deal with those emotions, get angry, be upset, be happy, be sad, ink it out, whatever it is, hip-hop does that for you. So I encourage you to go ahead and enjoy your hip-hop songs without reproach. AJ, we got a late entry, man, but I got to open this mic, man. I got to open this mic. You okay with me?
Talk to me.
You okay?
Please. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, gents? How y'all been?
The little champion. How are you, man?
We had to open you up, man. How you been?
Hey, man, you know, I can't call it, man. You know, somebody said I was getting down, so I had to make sure I came and supported my brothers, man. And, you know, J-Rod, man, it's good to hear your voice, man. I know you've been going through it, so you know what I mean. You have truly been missed, and I wanted to tell you that personally, you know. And, you know, my brother Van, I can't say I didn't miss you too, because, hey, man, y'all two together, man, it just works.
Appreciate that, brother. Miss
He's
you
been
too,
dope.
Man. Absolutely.
And
yes, sir.
I got to tell you, Jay, I have to personally thank you for reaching out. And you caught me when I was really going through it. And you hit me with some inspirational. And I want to thank you for taking the time out to do that. Because for some reason, God touched your heart and said, I need you to reach out to your brother. And you hit me at a couple of times when you and Van, if I could be transparent for a second, and you brothers hit me in the middle of a crying fit and calmed me down a tremendous amount, and I was able to get through what I was going through, man. And I want to tell you I love you for that, and thank you for not turning your back and making sure your brother was all right, because a lot of times it's hard to talk to people when you're going through something, but it's even harder to accept a kind voice that just wants to make sure you're doing all right, or if you just need a shoulder to lean on. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, bro. I really love you for that. Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Hey, man, love you too, bro. And you know what, man? Hey, as men, man, and not even just men, as black men, you know, at the end of the day, man, we don't love each other enough. You know, and
yes,
even we go through it, man. We take that same approach with loving each other as we do by not going to the doctor. You know,
yeah.
We don't want to know what's wrong. We just want to fall out and let it catch me. You know, it is what it is. But, hey, man,
mm-hmm.
You know, I can't call you my brother if I don't see about you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Kindness is free, man. Love is free. You know, you don't.
Definitely.
I don't have to run neither one of those to a cash register. I don't have to get change back on those. Those are free. And if I can do something for free that means much more than money, then why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And no
that's
question,
all it
bro.
Is, man. You know? It's all love, man. And then, you know, I've been feeling really inspirational, man. I've been watching a lot of Dion, and Dion been saying some good stuff, man. So I may have stole a couple
now,
of
yes,
him,
has.
But it still meant
yes,
the same
he
thing.
Has.
But it still meant the same thing, man. I just tell you.
Yes, sir.
Dion
yes,
just
sir.
He just put him out there. He just put him out there. But nah, man.
Dion's
I'm,
a different
I'm
kind of cat, man.
Hey, man. Dion is definitely inspirational, man. And and you know it, man, because he got so much hate for him just being him. You know, everybody got more to say about him than he has to say about him, and which is crazy.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. And he feed a lot of folks, man, but he keep it spiritual and he keep God first. And he's like, y'all can't hurt me as long as God got me.
But that's the whole point.
And that's what I feel with y'all.
That's the whole point, man. This world is, man, filled with so much hate. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So you can be chilling, and somebody don't even like the way you chilling. They hate the way you chill.
Yep.
And you just chilling. you're just chilling, but they hate it. They hate it. You know, but like I said, it is what it is, man. You know, it's all love though. But I'm glad you pulled through it, man. That's the most important.
It's a long climb, man, but I'm here. Yeah, it's been a long climb, man, but I'm here for it. Yes.
Hey, man.
Yes.
Definitely. But yeah, man, I want to chime in, man. I ain't even have words today, man. I just want to chime in, brother, and just, you know, let you know that, hey, I'm always rooting for you.
I appreciate you, man. I love you for that. For real.
Appreciate you, bro. Absolutely.
Some things, man, is really beyond poetry. It's really beyond spoken words, man, you know, and this is, this call wasn't even about spoken words. This call wasn't even about poetry, man. This call was for the love I have for you two brothers.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Amen and amen, bro.
Amen for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But, hey, yeah. Man, but it's good. Man, it's definitely good when I check Messenger, man, and Jay, you hit me with the flyer, man, because I was like, you know, I had to just do a double take. I was like, wait a minute, they back? And just in case, you know, a couple of times, I'm going to show you, man, how much you guys have missed by me, because it was a couple of times I didn't even see flyers, but I called in just to check anyway.
Yeah, wow. A couple of people hit me and was like, wow. Yo, what happened? It says there's no show tonight. And I was like, damn. And I couldn't answer them because I just wasn't in the headspace. And I didn't want them bothering Van. So I just went on and started talking to people and was like, you know, it'll be back. It's just going to take us some time. It'll be back. But, man.
For
sure, man. I mean, like I said, man, you guys are so you guys are so important to just people, man. And the show is so important to people, man. To the point, man, where some people are really going through it, have nobody to talk to, nobody to listen to them, and just the show, man, just gives them a chance to release something on their chest, to say what they want to say to someone who they may not have.
Right. Mm-hmm. That part right there.
Right.
That part right there.
This is for all of us, man. Because we all call each other family. And when we're speaking and we're spitting to our family. Because the only people listening to it is family anyway.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Absolutely,
so, you know,
indeed.
When somebody is spitting and they getting that off their chest, man, ain't no family is listening. And it's, you know, and I want to say, man, the family was missed. And that's why this show is so important. That's why you guys are so important. You know, J-Rod, man, if you don't ever tell yourself, man, you know, listen to us, man. You're important.
Facts. Absolutely.
You know,
facts. Thank you.
Indeed.
And I ain't beyond catching a flight, man, and knocking on your door. Hey, bro, what we doing?
That's it.
You gonna pull one of the van moves and I'll scream, man. I'll scream like a chick that just saw LL. I'll be like,
hey, man. Y'all know I'm bumping. I get off work, man, and I'm probably sleeping, man, 3-4 hours up, back at the gym, go home, take a nap, and get ready for work, but I'm up, so, you know, if I got to catch a flight while I'm up, bro, I got you.
There it is.
What's up.
Even, Even man, if we just got together, man, and popped up in the city, man, and just to have lunch, man, we gonna do that.
Listen, I'm with all of that.
Let's plan that, man. Let's plan that. Let's go ahead and plan that. We might as well put that in action.
Man, it's already in the air. We just got to make it happen. It's already spoken. We just got to make it happen. You know, and wait. Before he goes, let me tell you. Bruh hit me up one night. I just, because, you know, I haven't slept well for months. It had to be like 1, almost 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, I want to show you something. And I was like, right now, I'm just not in the headspace. He's like, I don't care. I just want to show you something. And he had another cat in the circle send me a couple of inspirational pieces to write to. And he brought me to tears because y'all are my boys. Y'all know what I've told y'all that I'm going through. And another cat just sent me some, you know, he created some stuff for me to write to. And I was like, Jay, how'd you do this so fast? He's like, I asked the brother, could he do something for you? And he just hit me with like 3 or 4 joints. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. These were awesome. And Jay said, shit, let me say this without getting emotional. Jay said, don't ever think you alone. You ain't got to tell us that you're going through it, but don't ever think you're alone. And no matter what time it is, look at your clock. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to check on you. Remember that, Jay?
Yes, sir.
And he sent me them just from Strategy to Poet. And I was floored, and it was late at night. And I don't know what compelled him. He said something told me to reach out and just see what you're doing. And I appreciate you for that, man. Appreciate you, and I love you for it, bro. And that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. Because you and David Mott and Van have done that out of the blue, and so has La Perla Negra out of the blue. And it's like God talks to you through people when you are in a position to believe, I can't tell this to nobody. And then my phone goes off in his Van, and my phone goes off in his Jay. My phone went off, and it was Mott. And my phone went off, and it was La Perla Negra. Even when For Real continued to get stronger, even when For Real called me, it was like, I just want to check on you, little brother. Yo. And even in my conversation with Paul Cram earlier, I'm going to stop talking because I'm going to stop to cry, but I love y'all.
Hey, man, you know what?
I love y'all too, bro.
And I love you, bro. And ain't no wrong with that, man. Let it go. Because, hey, you know, that's what it's for, man. It's not the appreciation, man. It's always accepted. You know what I mean? And ain't nothing wrong with that, you know?
Right.
Who are we to judge? We go through stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes, man, you know, hey, just like you. Sometimes we don't say it. Sometimes we don't tell it. You know what I mean? But it takes all of us, man, to bring it out, man, and do something. And man, I ain't forgot about the project that me and you talked about. You know, to me, you knew that I want Jay to be a part of this, and I couldn't even move forward
Absolutely.
When he was okay.
That's right. That
I could
okay.
not move
that,
forward
yep.
with it.
Until, Agreed.
Until he was old. And that's why I've been so hush-hush about it, because I didn't want to move forward without him.
Yes, sir.
And that's how that goes, man. And I don't know why. We just been talking about family, man. But for some unknown reason, man, when I say we need to get together for lunch or whatever, I just thought about it, man. Man, we honestly, with all the people in our circle and all the family we got, man, we need to probably turn this into an annual family reunion, man. Just all of us just together.
Culture family reunion. I like it.
Speaking some words, man, and not just one time, man. Let's do this annually. Let's do this. Let's pick a date. Let's get it together. get the ideas together, the funds together, man, and locations, and let's do this every year.
Sounds good.
That would be absolutely dope.
I'm down.
Just for us to get together and just break bread with each other, man, and lay some eyes on each other. Because I'm going to tell you, the first time I laid some eyes on Van, I didn't let him go for almost 5 minutes. I hugged him so hard.
Hey, yes, man. Sir. Hey.
Yeah.
Yes, and the crazy thing, my vision about this, man, family reunion, you imagine, man, just being in a spot, and it's just an open mic, no script, no lineup.
Right.
You just get up between breaking bread and just spit whenever. Anybody just get up and spit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I envision it, too. That's how I envision it, too.
It's just the mic, man. And you know, we chilling. We you know, we singing. We dance. We hanging out. And we just spit. Period. No rhyme or reason.
I love it. Okay.
We're
going to make that happen.
Definitely got to get some people, man, on a family reunion board. We got to get a board together, too, man. We can't just be throwing it out there, man. We gotta organize this.
You're right.
It'll start with all three of us having lunch, and then we'll manifest it and expand it from there.
I am definitely down with that. Definitely down with that. I got a free time. I'm all the time. You make time.
You and me both. I got mad time.
So you make time for what you want.
We'll make that happen.
Let's make it happen.
What you want. That's true.
I say let's do it. We'll talk offline and make it happen, boy.
For sure. For sure, man. I'm going to get out of here, man. Like I said, this wasn't even about getting down tonight on poetry, man. I just wanted to call in, bro.
Hey, man,
my man.
Appreciate you calling in.
Thank
man.
You, Jay.
Real talk. Love you, bro.
For sure, man. I give it to you, bro. Love y'all too, man.
My man.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Jay Walk coming in. You know, that's what brotherhood looks like. That's what family looks like. And I appreciate that brother for calling in and doing that, man. You know, it's off script, you know, but again. Like I said, hip-hop changes the atmosphere. It just changes the atmosphere. So
it really does, man.
Back to the close of the show, we thank y'all for hanging out with us. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. Please make sure you tune in tomorrow night for Mahogany Soul with Mahogany Soul's Juke Joint with Mahogany Soul. So make sure you tune in 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. Come through, hang out, enjoy poetry. Wild Son, good to have you back, bro. Missed you, bro.
Love you, boy. Miss you, too.
Love you, too, man. All right. One love, one mic. Everyone have a great evening. Peace.
Good night, y'all.